This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While in France for the G7 summit, U.S. President Trump discussed many issues during a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. One priority for Johnson is establishing better trade with the U.S.
Talking of the anchor dollar, what we want is for our ships to be able to take freight, say, from New York to Boston, which at the moment they can't do. So we want cabotage.
Many things we're talking about.
They also had what Johnson described as a lively discussion about inviting Russian President Vladimir Putin to next year's summit. Of course, the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China was another topic where Mr. Trump claimed that U.S. allies respected his stance. Johnson chimed in about both the U.S. economy and the trade war.
I just want to say I congratulate the president on everything that the American economy is achieving, and it's fantastic to see that, but just to register the faint sheep-like note of our view on the trade war. We're in favor of trade peace on the whole.
Trump also praised the prime minister, saying he's just the man for the job closing a Brexit deal.
We don't anticipate any problems. Before, we were sort of stymied. Well, I was stymied by the other side because nothing got done on the other side, as you've seen from Brexit. This is a different person. And this is a person that's going to be a great prime minister, in my opinion. Boris, it's only my opinion.
I'm not going to discourage you.
Trump is a longtime supporter of Brexit. A senior U.S. Indo-Pacific Command officer confirmed Cambodia and China are proceeding on a base for China's Navy in the Southeast Asian country's Chinook province. The Army Brigadier General said construction would begin next year at Ream Naval Base, confirming to a group of regional journalists. This is VOA News. North Korean state media said Sunday that leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the test firing of a newly developed weapon Saturday. North Korea launched what appeared to be two ballistic missiles into the sea off its coast. Photos released in state media showed rockets launching from large tubes mounted on the back of a heavy vehicle. The Korean Central News Agency said that Kim praised the system as a great weapon and praised the scientists who designed and built it. Analysts said the system appears to be the fourth one developed by North Korea since denuclearization talks stalled at a summit with President Trump in February. South Korea's National Security Council said it's continuing efforts to bring the North back to the talks, but little movement has occurred. The Taliban says it expects ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude Sunday, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the two sides are fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials have said the deal being negotiated with the U.S. would require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces and matters related to future political governance. U.S. officials say the Taliban also would be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven in insurgent-controlled Afghan areas and help defeat Islamic State terrorists in the country. Hong Kong police fired tear gas to break up anti-government protests in an industrial suburb Saturday after activists threw gasoline bombs and bricks. Smoke from tear gas continued to linger into the night as police tried to disperse protesters that regrouped. Earlier, thousands of demonstrators, many in hard hats and gas masks, charged the police station in the Kwan Tong area. Some of the protesters launched stones and water bottles at police, who responded with tear gas and baton charges. Protesters cut down smart lampposts because they feared it was being used for surveillance by Chinese authorities. But Hong Kong's government said that the lampposts only collected data on traffic, weather, and air quality. Backed by military aircraft, Brazilian troops on Saturday were deploying in the Amazon to fight fires that have swept the region and prompted anti-government protest, as well as an international outcry. The president, Jair Bolsonaro, also tried to temper global concerns, saying that previously deforested areas had burned and that intact rainforest was spared. Even so, the fires were likely to be urgently discussed at the group of seven leaders in France over the weekend. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in